The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And this is a peer-to-peer-to-peer program where the host and the guest and the listeners are all presidents or CEOs of mid-sized companies, typically between 20 and 200 million, and you have about $1 billion in the back of your head, and we know it. And we rotate through different geographic areas, strategies, and industries. So one week it'll be a retailer from Singapore talking about growth through franchising, and the next week it'll be a manufacturer in Kansas City talking about acquisitions. We'd always look for requests for topics and guests, you know, suggestions of people that you think are really bright that you'd like to listen to. And I can be reached at aldana@ambler.com, A-L-D-O-N-N-A, at A-M-B-L-E-R.com, or toll-free in the United States, 1-888-ALDONA, A-L-D-O-N-N-A. And this week's show, we're going to be talking about five principles to drive the profitable mix of organic growth and acquisitions. And really, basically, I want to focus on some of the companies out there that you have physical locations, and it's part of your growth strategy. So if you think about it, you're always weighing the pros and cons of design, build, or acquire, renovate, keep on going versus put on hold, look for a better deal versus to accept today's terms. This is a judgment-driven kind of company, and several of you are living that journey, and it's hard. Boy, it is a test of your brain cells and of your team and of your understanding of money. And the instability of the financial markets makes it even more difficult. And it's a high wire that you're traversing every day. So today's guest is one of those people who's living that journey, living up on that tightrope. And in a few minutes, I'll introduce him, and he'll be talking to us about how he's been doing that since 1977 and has over 1,000 employees, et cetera. You're going to love this guest. Now let's talk about what the five principles are so that you're centered. The first one is just that sentence that I said about mixing organic growth and acquisitions. I've seen some, you know, I've been in growth strategists for 38 years. And one of the problems I see with people who are in any kind of development, any kind of construction, is this assumption that they must do organic growth, because that means that they have prowess or something. They didn't acquire it. They didn't fix somebody else's problems. They loved the idea of designing it and building it from scratch, and that was their edifice. It was almost like they're building statuary. And then the opposite. I've seen people that it's almost like a bad game of Jeopardy. They get really good at an acquisition, or they had a successful acquisition, and assume the next one's got to be the same way. And I found that the resilient people who are in any kind of development or construction are the ones who are not assuming the punchline. They're much more open to looking for the best place for the service they're offering. And we're going to go back to that thought. The best place for the service they're offering, and then looking for the best deal. What is the best way for it to get done well? What's the best way for it to be financed? What's the best way for it to happen in a timely manner? And you're looking for the best way, not assuming it has to be organically done from scratch or through acquisition. Okay, that's the first theory. All right, now the second one I just mentioned, in the context, that's the whole point. I also find that some people who are in construction or in development forget who the customer is. And they start thinking that the building is the customer, or the deal is the customer, and that's the end-all, be-all. Well, what if you're building hotels? The end customer is somebody who checks in, stays overnight. Do they have that kind of experience that matters, that will make them talk positively about your hotel, refer people, and for you to have repeat business and make profit?
And I think that gets lost sometimes because a lot of developers aren't the actual managers. They aren't the providers of the service. They aren't the hospitality industry. In some ways, I think it might pay for more people who are in construction to also get into the management side, and you'll hear why later, because there is this, you know, kind of reminder, you know what? Our end customer is the person who's going to check in. Think about hospitals. Think about nursing homes. Think about anything, you know, a use, a school. I think sometimes people who are making stadiums forget how many women are going to be going to the ballpark to watch a game. I know that's true because look at the long line at the ladies' room. The architect and the engineers that built that place didn't think about the number of women. They aren't. They're still not, which is amazing to several of us. All right. So that's your second principle, is remember what the purpose of your project is, because it can distort your decisions. All right, third one. In this type of a field, when you're in any kind of development construction, there's physical assets, tangible assets that you're talking about. Boy, do you really have to understand how money works. You can't defer to the CFO and say, well, they'll figure it out and tell me. You can't have the CPA, and you're calling up your outside accountants and hoping that they will tell you. You can't abdicate the responsibility. It almost feels like in the companies that are the most resilient that they have two CFOs. The CEO is also a CFO. If the CFO quits, they're almost not in trouble. They want to go get another one, but they don't panic and they don't fall apart and they're not so over-dependent on another person that they can't continue to make decisions. All right, now, if you didn't get your MBA, you didn't get a master's in finance, on a practical sense, how are you going to feel like you did? How are you going to truly understand all the different variables behind pricing? How are you going to truly understand all the variables behind financing, particularly now, because the rules are changing on a month-by-month basis? How are you going to understand the mindset and the logic and the rules of investors? If you go to your family to be coming together as a pool of investors, or you go to a private fund or venture capital or a bank, or your employees with an ESOP, do you really understand all the logic behind investments and what the banks are having to write off or not? And timing. That whole idea of, should you take this deal now because it's going to help your cash flow and keep you moving, even if it doesn't have the kind of interest rates you're used to? Or do you, you know, wait and wait and wait for the better deal? If you don't have that now, there's schools for that, there's seminars for that. Go back, read, do whatever you need to do. But if you were in the business of any kind of tangible asset, guess what? You better understand how money works. Fourth principle. Now, this one has about five or six different applications. If you're in the business of tangible assets, I think you're always recruiting people. Now that sounds funny because we're talking about tangible assets, building, construction, physical things. It's the best decisions, the best opportunities, the best energy. It's like we're all in the same business. We're all in the same industry, energy management. If you're not looking for a really exciting team, somebody else who's going to be able to be a project manager on your next property, a group of people that would make the customers that show up at your property thrilled that you were there, I actually find that it interferes with the excitement of the property because you're building it. Remember, you're building it for the end customers. And if in the back of your head is one of the primary deal makers, you are so excited about the team that you've been, you know, you can see coming together behind you. It helps the building. It helps the deal. It helps the everything come together. Your eyes have a different look when you have faith that it's going to be done well and you've got backup. So I think you're always recruiting. You're not just looking for your next property or your next opportunity or your next acquisition. You're also, like, I don't know how many months or years ahead, depends on the scale of what you do, but you're always looking into the future to create a new vision. And it's a new brand, and it's a new execution. Now, what that means is, if you're talking like that, you have to have some good people on the day-to-day basis that are executing your last idea, so that you have the faith that if you look for some more people and you keep going, that it's going to go somewhere. So about half your time is spent on inside sales, is what I call it. You're not just talking to outside people saying, we're really wonderful at this, and this is our new product, and you need to work with us because brag, brag, brag. No, turning around to the group that's behind you to stay excited and stay really compelled to keep going matters just as much as external. See, this is a hard job. That's why I call it the tightrope. Not getting too attached to any particular deal comes with this, because if you're really forward-looking and you have to have some deals stop and some deals keep going, some change the financing, some, you know, you can't get attached to, you got to find a way to be looking for people who can stay flexible, can stay open, can stay excited. And so there's several techniques that go with that. You're looking for values. You're looking for not getting attached to the building. You're looking for people to all be involved. And that tricky line of how much communication is enough so people don't get too attached to the building and the deal and the specific punchline, and they're more excited about what they're doing as a company. Does that make sense? It might have been a too convoluted way to say that. Okay, now, there obviously are more principles to this, but I'm going to say them again, just so that you hear the five unifying things. Use a mix of organic growth and acquisitions. Don't get attached to the punchline. Really, really, really understand how money works. Whatever you need to do that. Remember who the end customer is, because it's not the building. It's not the deal. You're always recruiting a good team, building the team of people. It's not just the buildings. And really excellent people make that happen. And have systems in place for you to not get too attached to any one punchline. And that goes right back to the first one. Not one punchline of organic growth, not one punchline of acquisition, not one punchline of this building. It's an energy management business that you're in. All right, now I'd like to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce you to a guy who walks this tightrope so well. You know, 1992, he was named Entrepreneur of the Year for New York State. Not bad, huh? Okay, we'll be right back. This is the Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability. Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And this week's guest is Mark Hamister of the Hamister Group. Hey, Mark, you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Did you recognize yourself in the introduction about walking this tightrope every day?
Well, that I did. And you know that the tightrope is both exciting and exhausting all the time.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I get quoted a lot of times as saying, you know, that growth comes from an equal balance of fear and excitement. So you kind of live that, huh?
Absolutely, every day.
So now, did you found this company in 1977? Was that you?
I did. It was all me and a credit card.
Oh, no kidding. What were you doing before?
I was, at the time, the administrator of a facility called the Shire at Culverton in Rondecoit, New York.
No kidding.
It was a 200-bed assisted living facility, and that's where I really learned by having a great team around me, an enormously exciting owner who was a great leader and a great mentor, and most importantly, customers around me that helped me to learn and understand that I was really cut out to be in the service industry business, providing service and attention to other people.
You know, that's good background for somebody to go into development and buildings, you know, if they've actually lived among the customers and gotten to know them as people before they did it. That's really bright. Good for you.
My customers taught me more than any school has ever taught me in my life, and developing the art of listening to those customers has been an enormous key to our success over the last 30-some-odd years.
Now, the Hamister Group has 15 locations, and you are in assisted living and hotel management, right?
That we are.
Okay, now brag about a couple of locations, because they don't say Hamister Group on the building, right? What do they say?
Well, they don't. We have, in our hotel group, we operate, for example, a Residence Inn in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, which is part of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We have several Hampton Inns. And a Holiday Inn Express, and as well some Choice properties. And on our healthcare side, we have facilities such as Brompton Heights in Amherst, New York, Orchard Heights in Orchard Park, New York, and Pittsford. Pittsford, New York, we have a property called Heather Heights of Pittsford. Okay. And these are just wonderful, wonderful properties where our team is geared each and every day to making a difference in the lives of those that are either staying with us overnight or staying with us, in the case of the assisted living facilities, 24 hours a day.
So now you didn't just build these places. You're actually providing the day-to-day management. You're in this hospitality, healthcare business, right?
That we are. And you know, the interesting thing is when we were just in healthcare alone, in 1980, I pulled a group of my senior folks off-site, and you know, I'd been going through several years where they had been telling me how we're 3 points ahead of the average here and 4 points ahead of average there, and I kept yawning and saying, but wait a minute, why are we proud of being 3 points ahead of average?
Yeah.
And we decided to start running our healthcare facilities like five-star resort hotels, and to take out of our mindset the thought of clean is antiseptic smelling. Instead, clean ought to be fresh flowers and chocolate chip cookies, which is what you get in hospitality.
Yeah.
And the difference it made in healthcare and the difference it made in the quality of the lives of the residents who stayed with us was immense.
You know, I can see this. My dad's in his late 80s, and he's had this fear, and, you know, I don't want to be put away in a nursing home. I mean, that's, you know, that generation, they're just so afraid that's going to happen to them. And we've gone to different assisted living facilities, and some of them are just dreadful. And others are these high rises where you feel like you're just lost and you're so isolated. And then the next one you walk into, it's not the bricks and mortar, but there's a warmth in some of them. And it is stunning, the variety that's out there.
You can have the most gorgeous buildings in the world, be it a hotel or an assisted living facility, and still only provide mediocre, if not poor, service.
Mm-hmm.
It is the team that makes the difference.
Yeah.
It is the attitude and the culture that makes the difference.
So you still like doing this after all these years?
You know, on those days, and there are a few, on those days when I actually ask that question, I go into one of our properties, and inside of an hour, I am rejuvenated and understand again why I'm doing this and why I'm excited about doing this and why I will remain excited about doing this until I'm well into my 70s myself.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to add a sixth principle. We're going to go back to interviewing you about the five, but I think the sixth one might be, you know, to really know how to rejuvenate yourself and take a break. Do you take vacations? Do you do some downtime so that you can think straight?
If you were to ask my wife, she would tell you I do not know how to take a vacation. If you were to ask me that question as you are, I would say absolutely I take breaks. but I take mini breaks.
Right.
Every couple of years, I'll take a 2 or 3 week vacation and go over to Europe and, and really have a great time. But I tend to do better with the mini breaks.
Yeah, I do too.
Where, you know, a day, 2 or 3 at a time, when I just put everything aside, go out on a boat, do some swimming, go to the beach, maybe do a little bit of golf, but we won't admit that to many people because the golf game is not good at all. but to just get the mind away from things, but for mini breaks.
You know, I actually find that that's more common, that it's not the 2 and 3, you know, week and 4 week kind of break that people who walk the tightrope need, but they do need to be completely off.
Absolutely.
You know, so I find some of them play bridge because they have to focus on the points, or they play golf because they have to swear at the ball or whatever they're needing to do, you know, or look at the pretty birds. I think, you know, golf
That's
is
right.
just the scenery a lot of times. Anyway, Absolutely. So let's kind of look at a couple of these principles. If you recognized yourself, you know, we tried to find somebody that was living and walking and breathing in these. And, you know, as you've built this company, I'm curious about what's the combination of organic and acquisitions? You know, how did you decide all that?
Well, we view ourselves as opportunistic. We first go and look for a marketplace where we can make a difference.
Okay.
Where the commitment to service, the commitment to people, the commitment to team will actually differentiate us in a material way, not just a small way, but a material way from the competition.
So you have a heavy-duty, you know, research unit in your company?
I'm not so sure I would call it heavy-duty. It's all of 1.5 people. I'm the other half.
Okay.
And we spend, but that one person plus the time that I spend at it, we spend just looking for those market opportunities and then studying them. And frankly, the best way to study the market, once you believe you've nailed it, is just go visit the competition.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, if you went to a couple of places that I looked for my dad, I'll show you some places that have some pretty cold assisted living places.
Absolutely. And you can tell in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really quick.
This is not.
I'm not even in your industry, and I can tell.
All we have to do is apply a little bit of common sense, apply a little bit of fear. Of the assumption of the public images of both hotels and assisted living, and your judgment will be on point real fast, no matter what your background or your expertise is.
So you're looking for a certain level of population and a level of need, and so that might be a target place for you. How did you pick Tennessee and Kentucky when you were in Western New York?
Well, Nashville, Tennessee, which is where we have three properties in the suburbs of Nashville, we believed is an exciting, growing town, one of the ingredients that we look for. And number two, that they were still stuck in the 1980s from a service culture perspective. And we saw that as an ideal opportunity. A lot of the competitors in Nashville, Tennessee, believe that good service is all about a smile. We believe that good service is all about an emotional connection. For example, one of the things that we learned in talking to customers, I happened to get this one myself, when I was out visiting one of our properties and a call came in for an airport pickup, I said to the gentleman who was going to take the van and go pick up these good folks at the airport, why don't you sit down and take a break? I took my tie off, took his cap, I went and took the airport run. And I asked these folks the question. The beauty is, by the way, you have them for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they're hostage.
Yeah, they're hostage. They can't leave you. So they can either tell you they don't want to talk or they're going to talk.
Yeah.
What do you dislike the most about traveling? And the one gentleman said, not being able to read the body language of my children at night, to only come home on Friday night to find out when they told me everything was fine at school. To find out they failed an exam on Friday because I couldn't read the body language to know that as a parent I needed to help them even though they said everything was fine. And but then quickly said, and this is the hook for me, quickly said, but I don't expect you to be able to do anything about that.
Yeah.
Now he just thought I was a van driver at the
moment. Right.
And the minute a customer says, but I don't expect you to be able to do anything for it, my antenna goes up and my first reaction is, how do I do that? Because if I can deal with that particular issue for that customer and other customers, I've got them at hello, as Renee Zellweger said in the movie. And that's what we want. We want our customers at hello. We then, didn't take us long, spent a little bit of time brainstorming it and decided that what we really needed to do in every one of our business centers is to put cameras on the computers, and we needed to widen up the pipe size.
Oh, it mattered. It matters. It matters. It matters. I travel a lot, and being able to do the Skype calls when I'm on the road matters.
Absolutely.
Matters.
When you could Skype back to your kids or your loved ones, and now you can read the body language.
Oh yeah.
Now you can be a better parent, a better spouse, a better partner.
Yeah. And the kids don't miss you so much. I mean, there's just so many reasons that that's good.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it may sound cooler for me to ask you a question about the, you know, the acquisitions and growth and such, but I kind of want to go back to that for just a second. Is 75% of what you're doing, you know, acquired properties that you renovate, or do you start from scratch, and how do you make those decisions?
We look at the opportunities in the marketplace. We will first look for an acquisition opportunity in a new market because it gets us into that market faster. So we'll look at the existing opportunities, and we'll try and make a decision as to whether or not we think we can convert that particular property and that particular team to our culture. We could fix up the buildings.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about fixing up the buildings.
Yeah.
That can be done.
No, it's cosmetic.
Can we change the culture of the team?
Gotcha. So you're analyzing people more than you are buildings.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we don't allow our people to go look at the buildings initially, because I don't want anyone emotionally attached to a building.
How do you do that?
We simply tell our people, our acquisition folks, they cannot actually go visit an acquisition target until we have determined something about the team and we have run all of the numbers and had at least a preliminary conversation with the sellers to ensure that we're in the same ballpark relative to valuation.
Are you one of those guys that like won't let the M&A guys there until you have a letter of intent signed?
I'm pretty close.
Oh, my God, it must make them crazy.
It does.
You know what we'll do? I'm going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'm going to go back to your criteria for whether or not you're going to renovate or start from scratch.
Sorry.
We'll be right back.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability. Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is the growth strategist, Aldana Ambler, with Mark Hamister of the Hamister Group. Now, they have a $44 million company. You're probably bigger than that by now, right? That was 2008 number.
Well, we're about $48 million.
Okay, cool.
Some of our growth has slowed down a little bit from the recession, but we're still doing good.
Yeah, 15 locations, over 1,000 employees in New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Now, you're primarily in assisted living and hotel management. So now, where I left off in that previous segment is I'd like to know a little bit about the system you use to make some decisions about, is this the right price, is this the right financing, is this the right place? You know, you have a lot of opportunities you're evaluating. How do you do this? What kind of matrix do you use?
We start with location, location, location. Is this the location, whether it's a empty piece of property that we have to build on or an existing property that we might be considering building, is this the right location for today? But just as importantly, is this the right location for the next 10 or 15 years with the way in which the population growth is going and the needs of the population are going? For example, most individuals, when they're placing their loved one in an assisted living facility, want to personally reside within 10 to maybe 20 minutes car drive away from the property so that they can visit often.
Oh, yeah.
In a hotel, most hotel guests want to be within a 5 to 15 minute car ride, possibly even a walk, to the reason by which they are visiting that particular area. So location is critical.
Yeah.
We need to study what is happening to the migration of living circumstances and business locations within a particular community.
Now, some of my clients have, who are in this kind of business, very complicated grading systems. So they'll say, you know, the location is heavily weighted and it gets an 8. And then the pricing on this particular thing is right now not weighted as highly, but it gets a 2. The financing availability, and they have all these criteria that they're doing, and then they have a deadline as to when they're looking at it, so it's a go, no go. You use anything like that, or what do you do?
It's pretty similar to what we do. We look at location, we look at the quality of the workforce, and is that quality of the workforce the type of workforce that we can train to the level of culture and service that we want.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two most important things that we look at. Financing is important, but it's probably the fifth or sixth most important issue. We find that we can gain financing for projects when we do all of the other things first.
Even now?
Even now.
Yeah, see, I think some people forget that. I've seen some community banks, for example, that have money to lend, and their biggest complaint is that some really quality products aren't even being brought to them to finance.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
There are different players in the market today for financing.
Right.
But there are players in the market that have money to loan for good projects.
Yeah, one of my businesses is a 13-person group of investors, and we screen in the top two deals that I find them every month is what we're looking at. And the number of deals that we're getting, you know, people are bringing us has gone down, but it's not that the number of yeses has gone down.
Absolutely.
All right, now tell me a little bit about this. Go back to the how do you not get too attached to a deal, because it's not just you that's involved. There's a lot of other people.
Absolutely right. Number one rule, no emotional attachments. And if you develop an emotional attachment, your influence on the final decision for the deal will be decreased within the company. That particular belief goes through and including myself.
Yeah.
If I become emotionally attached to a property and my officers see that, they can then bring that up in the officers' review meeting, and all of a sudden, when it comes to the voting, I go silent.
Yeah, your credibility is lost, so you may as well abstain.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires a majority vote of our officer group, and anyone that became emotionally attached may not vote.
All right, now who are the officers that are making that level of a decision?
Jack Teresky, my president, chief operating officer. He's been my colleague for the last 26 years, just a great operations gentleman, very detail-oriented. Earl McCartney, our CFO, an enormously capable individual who has both finance and operations expertise.
Ooh, that helps, yeah.
Which is a very, very big help.
Yeah.
And Dan Hamister, my son, who runs our mergers and acquisitions group.
Oh, no kidding. That's exciting.
Yes,
and he wanted to go into the business with you, huh?
He did.
Yeah.
He came into the business, into our sports group, actually, originally, back when we had a sports group. And at the time that we sold the sports group, he went on to gain his MBA and then worked for a major real estate venture, shortly after that for a couple of years, and mm-hmm. then about 2 years ago came back into the company.
So you ever have a deal that didn't work out?
Absolutely.
Okay, what happened?
Well, we acquired 5 properties in the state of Virginia mm-hmm. in the mid-'80s, and 4 of the properties turned out to be home runs. One was a poor decision to bring on as part of that group. We tried 4 or 5 different ways to bring that property around, and finally came to the conclusion that we had made a bad decision, mm-hmm. and it was time to cut our losses, sell it, and lick our wounds.
You know, that's one of the another principles I've seen in the construction side of things, is that in some ways folks get to be suckers for potential. You know, we can turn this around, we can turn this around. And they have harder decisions about when to get rid of something than they do to start it.
Absolutely mm-hmm. right.
Because it's embarrassing, or whatever the word is.
I am absolutely committed to understanding that we are not great at every opportunity that comes in front of us.
Yeah.
And when we do make that occasional mistake, it's time to spend a little bit of effort to try and turn around. But if we still can't do it inside of 12 months, my attitude is, time to cut the losses, sell it, lick the wounds, move on.
Now, you don't name names, obviously, but have you ever had a time when you pulled together a team and it just didn't gel and you had to start again?
Yes.
How many times?
Yes, I have. And it's unfortunately, that's why we today spend so much time when we're going into a new market looking at the quality of the potential workforce.
Mm-hmm.
If there are some people, and God bless them, they're great people, great human beings,
mm-hmm.
who believe that they shouldn't be committed to their job, they shouldn't be committed to the service that they're rendering, that it's all about a paycheck.
Yeah, it's just work.
And it's just work.
Mm-hmm.
God bless those people. Mm-hmm. I believe they absolutely, positively deserve a job working for the competition.
You know, one of the things that I found when New Jersey got into casinos, the people who were developing the casinos were from Vegas and had a different communication style. And the seasonal workers in southern New Jersey had a different approach to work. You know, they really wanted their time off, for one thing. And boy, what a tough thing for the Vegas managers to decide whether or not South Jersey employees had the work ethic that they wanted. That was fascinating.
Yes, it is. There is no exact science.
Mm-hmm.
It is more of a feel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of really great people in this country that enjoy providing good service, and most importantly, they enjoy making a difference in someone else's life.
You know what was neat about it, though? You know, it's a little bit of a tangent from talking about your company. I apologize. But I was excited by the fact that with some training and kind of mediation, that worked out really, 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 really well. So how do you get past a superficial view that if someone currently sees their life as just a job or just show up, and nothing's real, nothing's permanent, so they don't dare emotionally invest, versus once they believe you're different and they can go, oh my goodness, it really is possible. How do you make that distinction?
You start by walking the talk yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Show those folks the path.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do not want to walk down the path with you,
mm-hmm.
you need to, in the most kind, compassionate way you can, you need to show those people the path to another employer.
Now, I've seen field trips make a difference. You know, like take the folks from one place to the other one and say, here's what it's like. I want to walk you through some of our other properties and get a feel for them. I've seen some resort companies do that and get people going, oh, wow, this is possible. I didn't see it where I live, but hey, wow, look at this.
Certainly that's one great way of doing it.
Yeah.
A former Navy captain by the name of Abershoff would suggest mm-hmm. that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Now, how did you get your understanding of money?
I focused on accounting and financial issues.
You did do it.
I started in the healthcare business,
mm-hmm.
coming up through the business office.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I forced myself in the first several years of our company to spend a lot of time with our banks and with other financial experts to learn what I did not know.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, you can't be successful without cash in the bank.
Yeah.
And cash doesn't appear there magically. You have to understand all of the issues of pricing and capital formation in order to make sure that you develop the right formula that breeds success.
What's the highest amount of interest you've had to accept for a deal? You've been at this a while.
Interest rate as in debt, it was in 1981, 18%.
I had a 22 once.
Ouch.
It was one of those, you know, congratulations, you got the loan. Oh, my God, you have the loan payments.
Yes.
But at the time, you know, it was the right thing to do. What's the best one?
The best was 2.5% fixed.
Wow. See, now, one of the reasons I do this is because listeners, you know, they hear about a guy who's an entrepreneur of the year and he's got $48 million and he never had a problem, of course. And everything was always rosy, and, you know, he never had to, you know, like, clean house in a location, never had to get rid of a property, never had to have 18%. And the answer is the opposite.
Absolutely.
You know,
so
you get really good deals and really bad deals, and you keep going.
I would submit, however, I believe we all learn more from the tough situations rather than the easy.
There are some years, though, we don't want to learn so much.
Well,
I've had a couple of those years in my life. You know, enough learning. I just want to have a little bit easier that year, a little bit easier. And any advice that you might have related to the great team, you know, because you can't spread yourself so thin that you're the only one walking around selling people. How do you keep the energy level up in so many properties?
First and foremost is to spend a lot of face time between myself and Jack Teresky and Earl McCartney and Dan Hamister. We spend a lot of face time with all of our people.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that our staff, regardless of their position, have access to us. And we make sure that we understand that part of our job is to be both the coach and the cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
We do things at all of our properties every day, no matter who the managers are. They're called morning huddles.
Okay.
And they literally are like a sports huddle. And at the end, we have a little 2 or 3 second chant, and everybody's got their hands into the center. We do things to get their blood going, get their excitement going, get their emotions going. And if they see it from the top,
yeah,
if they feel it from the top, and they believe it from the top, most good people will participate with us.
I agree. Now I'm going to take a break again. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back with Mark Hamister of the Hamister Group.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here. We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today's guest is Mark Hamister, the Hamister Group. Now, you've heard him. He's a living, breathing, you know, being of having to manage the decisions between organic growth and acquisitions and truly understanding how money works. Always recruiting, always trying to develop your team, never getting too attached to a deal. And I actually think that there's another, principle when I listen to you talk. Talk to me about the ethics piece of this, because you're in construction, you're in development. I guess I'm in New Jersey, you can tell there's a little bit of a cynicism to, it's hard to stay ethical in your industry.
Well, I would submit it's probably harder to stay, to be unethical. And let me try and explain that. First, by my starting to suggest to you that we are a company that is rooted in its foundation in values, honesty, integrity, transparency, teamwork, ethics are extremely important to us. The best example I can give to you about our commitment to values, and it's easy to say you're committed to values as a company.
Yeah.
It is extremely difficult to walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
In our company, if you lie about something and it costs us $10, you're fired. If you tell the truth, but you still made a mistake,
yeah,
it costs us $500,000.
Yeah.
We simply ask you, what did you learn?
Yeah.
And we wish you a great career, a great continuing career, and you stay with us.
Yeah.
People are going to make mistakes.
Yeah. Now, if it's intentional or somebody did, you know, whatever, sabotage kind of thing, that's different because that's a type of lie.
That is different.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that the only way to enforce values mm-hmm. is for starting with upper management. We have to live and breathe them ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which also, by the way, means we can't lie to our staff.
Yeah.
We have to enforce it, and we have to reward by not engaging in punitive actions when people admit their mistakes.
Yeah.
We have to provide an environment that allows people to make mistakes. We believe the best way to foster lying is to create a punitive environment every time you make a mistake.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, adults will start acting like children. We'll start hiding it.
Oh, yeah.
So we need the right environment first and foremost, but it's a difficult thing to walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Adelphia and Enron and all those other companies didn't get into trouble because somebody came in one day and said, let's start cheating and stealing from other people.
No, the culture was baked in.
Absolutely. They started mm-hmm. moving the line. Nobody mm-hmm. got hurt. They moved a little bit more. Nobody got hurt. And before
yep.
they know it, they crossed the line and didn't see it.
Yep.
We believe quite strongly you can't move that line one iota. We tell people you can fib about a surprise birthday party, nothing else. Not a surprise anniversary party, not a surprise anything else party.
Yeah.
To make the point, you don't move the line.
Yeah. I have some terrible stories related to, I was going to a construction company to talk with them about strategic planning. And during the interview, the guy's phone in the drawer was a red phone, you know, started to light up. And the long story short was basically they'd been tapping the competitor's lines. And this way they knew how to do a penny less per square foot or whatever it was on the bid to be able to beat the guy. So I saw that happening and I said, okay, now I think we probably need to talk about this. Guy didn't understand it. And I said, you know, I don't want to help somebody that is, you know, tapping somebody's phone. That's just not what my strategic planning is about. And this guy started to scream expletives at me, call me naive and all this kind of stuff. You'll never make it in strategic planning. Okay, now 38 years later, I'm still around and I don't think he is.
Yeah, but she's gone exactly right.
I want to sleep at night.
You can do a good job. You can be honest. You can maintain full integrity. You can put your head on the pillow at night and know that you did good and still be successful. You don't have to cheat your way to success.
Now, how do you do this with 1,000 employees, 15 locations, 4 states? I mean, it sounds good, but boy, is this fragile what you're talking about.
It's an extremely complex and difficult process,
mm-hmm.
but again, it's one of those that I believe starts
yep.
and ends at the top.
Yeah.
We have to live and breathe it meticulously ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk about it every time. We open every single meeting in this company talking about our values.
Now, it sounds like you're using the mastering the Rockefeller habits. You referred to, you know, like the huddles in the morning and such. Is that something you've been doing for a while?
It is. We've been doing it for about 14 or 15 years
now. That's a long time. Wow.
It's been very, very effective at helping us to create a culture. Part of creating a culture, of course, is repetition.
Yeah.
And we have to constantly be talking about living and breathing our values.
Yeah, one of the things I like about that methodology is the meeting rhythm, because it's got a consistency to it. And it wasn't like, you know, the top guy had an emotional reaction that day and decided, I think I better talk to the employees. It's like it's expected all the time, and it would be weird if it didn't happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That fits you. It does match.
It sure does. But you have to back it up with your actions.
Right.
You have to create the right environment that promotes people telling the truth.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake, you'd come in and you'd say, okay, the employees, okay, you're going to read about this, and here's something that went wrong, and here's what we're doing about it. Kind of like Johnson & Johnson and Tylenol years ago. Now, what keeps you up at night? I want to talk to you about the future. Are you going to be tripling, quadrupling this company? How big is this thing going to be?
Well, everything keeps me up at night. so let me just suggest that the things that I cannot control keep me up at night.
Yeah.
And cause me to spend time thinking about how can we be different while maintaining our values and respond to this changing economic climate, whether it's good or bad, and create a positive growth strategy as a result for our company.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that you need to do is make the best decisions you can make each day and get a good night's sleep, because the variables that you're juggling, they're a lot.
There certainly are. And it's both fun, it's exciting, it's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
And at times, it's actually a little burdensome.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also what drives me as an individual to know that you can't become a hero in corporate life if you're not going to take on a difficult problem and find a creative, honest, credible solution.
Yeah, one of my clients taught me that if he starts feeling like the weight of the world is on his shoulders, he needs one of two things: a break, because he's gotten too full of himself, or he hasn't been asking some of the people behind him to help him enough because he's a little too worried, or he's carrying it. And,
absolutely,
you know, somebody else could be the hero. It was an interesting kind of analogy. I'd be curious to see, you know, how many locations are you thinking you're going to be doing over the years? Do you know?
We hope to double our size over the next 3 years.
Wow.
Triple our size over the next 5 to 6 years. And we believe that given today's environment, we believe we're probably going to do that with a little bit more new construction than acquisitions, which is a change for us.
Yeah.
And that is in large part driven by the fact that there still are many sellers out there that have not addressed the reality of the decreased values of their businesses over the last 2 years.
Oh, amen. You know, listen, I'll probably interview you on a separate kind of occasion for my book. My next book's on the triple-double option. You know, like, how do you triple your business in the next few years and only double the number of employees, that kind of thing. So we're going to have fun with that. Well, I want to make sure they have contact information for you, people who are curious about your business or want to ask you further questions. Where could they reach you?
Well, they can do a couple things. First of all, they can go to our website at www.hamistergroup.com. They can send me an email direct. I like to answer emails from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
None of them go unanswered. They can email me at mhamister@hamistergroup.com, or they can call our corporate office at 716-839-4000.
And it's Hamister.
That is correct.
Right. And people can reach me if you know my name. It's aldana@ambler.com, aldona@ambler.com. And in the United States, the toll-free number is 1-888-ALDANA. Well, folks, we've had a really good program. I think Mark's been a great guest. I thank you very much. And remember, folks, that my wish for you at the end of the show every week is the same. I wish for you accelerated growth with sustained profitability. Remember that the secret is to reverse the phrase. First, you have to know what drives your profitability. Then be able to sustain it. Then we're talking about the growth strategies. And when you have those three, then you step on the gas. This is the Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.